3. The Batanin Tribes. Besides the Foxhall peoples in the west, another struggling center of culture persisted in the east. This group was located in the foothills of the northwestern Indian highlands among the tribes of Batanin, a great-great-grandson of Andan. These people were the only descendants of Andan who never practiced human sacrifice. These highland Batanites occupied an extensive plateau surrounded by forests, traversed by streams, and abounding in game. Like some of their cousins in Tibet, they lived in crude stone huts, hillside grottos, and semi-underground passages. While the tribes of the north grew more and more to fear the ice, those living near the homeland of their origin became exceedingly fearful of the water. They observed the Mesopotamian Peninsula gradually sinking into the ocean, and though it emerged several times, the traditions of these primitive races grew up around the dangers of the sea and the fear of periodic engulfment. And this fear, together with their experience with river floods, explains why they sought out the highlands as a safe place in which to live. To the east of the Batanin peoples, in the Siwalik Hills of northern India, may be found fossils that approach nearer to transition types between man and the various prehuman groups than any others on Earth. 850,000 years ago, the superior Batanin tribes began a warfare of extermination directed against their inferior and animalistic neighbors. In less than 1,000 years, most of the borderland animal groups of these regions had been either destroyed or driven back to the southern forests. This campaign for the extermination of inferiors brought about a slight improvement in the hill tribes of that age. And the mixed descendants of this improved Batanite stock appeared on the stage of action as an apparently new people, the Neanderthal race.